Happy New Year. How would you like to face the new year with hope and love instead of fear? Well, I'll share about that today during this program, this devotional on the air. To borrow the words from a Bing Crosby song, let's start the new year right. Let's turn to Christ and learn from Him how to ban fear and draw near to God and His love. This week, we begin tackling the issue of fear head on. Everywhere, we see people trying to be happy and, quite frankly, failing miserably. And as the new year begins, along come the fears. What will happen in the year ahead? Frankly, a lot of folks deep down inside feel dread as they remember the past year and realize how it failed in comparison to the vision that they had for that year, the dreams that they had. And a lot of folks desperately desire positive changes in the new year. The only way that we can conquer fear is through Christ and experiencing His love and focusing on His presence, focusing on His person instead of our problems. Because we, frankly, will always have troubles in this world. The Lord helps us to overcome them and endure them and experience His indescribable peace beyond understanding. So, as we approach this year, let's do so with a heart of love for God and full of His love for us. I'm going to begin with an acronym, and that is FEAR, F-E-A-R. The first letter, F, stands for forget. We need to forget what lies behind. E, embrace. Embrace God's love in the deepest part of your heart. A, accept. Accept God's word as truth and not your feelings. R, release. Release all anxiety into the waiting hands of Christ. This week we begin with the first letter, F, and we start out by focusing on the forget part. Instead of just saying, let go and let God, we need to start saying, let's go to God, and go to God, and go to God. If we go to God first and keep looking up to Him repeatedly, we won't have anything to let go of, you know what I'm saying? So we don't have to hold on to the past, hurt so long. Of course, you know, another way to remember, when our hands fold, we are unable to wring our hands. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's impossible. If you have a firm folded, your hands are really firmly folded, you can't be wringing them in worry and fear. So let's remember to fold our hands and not wring our hands. We're all God's work in progress. When we know Christ, we begin the journey of perfection into His image. I can think of Romans 8:18, and He always works things out for our good, and that's in Romans 8:28. There are so many Bible verses that remind us that just because we feel something does not change the fact that God is doing something and that He remains faithful. He remains good. And again, since we're all in, you know, as believers I'm speaking of, once we know Christ, we're God's work in progress. And He begins a good work in us. And so some of us are further along in the maturity process in different areas of growth. And some of us are growing slower in certain areas. And we must learn how to rely on Christ, because we're all waiting for that day of completion. So let's take God's word from it. From Philippians 3:12 through 14, which says, not that I have now attained this ideal or have already been made perfect, but I press on to lay hold of, grasp, and make my own that for which Christ Jesus, the Messiah, has laid hold of me and made me His own. I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own yet, but one thing I do. It is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. Now that's an amazing passage of scripture to grasp instead of holding on to the past. I'm sharing this with Jesus' love for you. And I want to pray with you right now as we try to, instead of, you know, focusing on the past hurts, focus on present healing in Christ and what he has for you ahead, which is always good. I think of Jeremiah 29:11. We all, and most of us know that. If you don't, here's something you can do. Look up Jeremiah 29:11. That is a powerful passage. And so let's pray and really let go of the past today. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are faithful, you are good, you are true. And we recognize that we totally need you. We cannot do this thing called life without you. You are our life, Lord Jesus. And for those who do not know you yet, I pray with them. Lord Jesus, come into our hearts. Forgive us of our sins. We repent. We are sorry for our sins. Ask for your forgiveness. Confess you as Lord and Savior. We rely on you instead of ourselves. And I pray now for myself and for all believers as we look ahead. Help us instead of just looking ahead, but rather to keep looking up and ahead at you, Christ, the head of the church and the head of our lives. We just pray, Lord Jesus, that you would just so saturate us with your love that it casts out all fear, that you would draw, that we would just be so near to you. We draw near to you. We know you draw near to us. And we just trust in you for this year and for every single day. Please grant us grace, Lord. We bless your name. We praise you. We love you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. Remember that no matter what happened last year, this is a new year. And God remains the same each year. You can trust him. Focus on Jesus. That's the key. Focus on Jesus and his character traits. And instead of focusing on your problem and your decision, your concern, just look to Jesus. Focus on him. And he will reveal things to you in his word. And his Holy Spirit will minister to you in ways that worry and rumination never could. Okay, remember, Jesus still loves you, and you can get extra prayer support at prayingpals.org 24/7. Remember to pray for your pastors and enjoy church and enjoy Jesus every single day. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you. God bless you.